I am so excited. I have on the show with me today Wade and Cody Dunn of Free Streaming TV. Correct me if I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
y'all go ahead and introduce yourselves to our audience for us.
All right. Well, this is Wade and Cody Lester Dunn. We are owners of StreamingFree.tv, as well as Urban Gospel Entertainment. So we are glad to be here and happy to be invited to be on the call today.
This is just an honor for me to be able to host you guys. And, I got that streaming and free kind of backwards, but I definitely am excited to have you guys on the show and really share with our listeners today about your businesses, your ministries, and specifically how business and technology kind of intersects with this urban inspirational movement. Because, of course, as the culture develops and we see the urban culture really kind of skyrocketing, we really want to be able to have people be savvy and informed about how to use these tools to advance the gospel and, of course, to bring more kingdom greatness to mainstream marketplace. So tell us about yourself. Tell us about how you got started. Tell us, give the listeners some more information about your individual businesses.
All right. Well, Ursula, give me 1 second. Wade, are you on the call? I don't think I clicked him.
I'm here.
Oh, you are here? Okay. Don't leave me hanging.
Awesome.
Okay.
We're going to keep it rolling. Amen.
Oh, my God. You know, that's what happens with technology. Technology happens. So,
yes.
Wade, how do we get started? Go ahead and fill her in.
We actually got started as a I don't want to say it was a fluke, but what it was I was in Baltimore and I was pastoring the church in Baltimore, and my wife was in Atlanta at the time, and she's always going to tune into the broadcast for services. So we kind of basically just put it together and started streaming from up there, and then we got down here in Atlanta. Had a recommendation. Somebody wanted to stream, and they said, "Well, call Wade up, and they'll take care of it." And then we did that one church, and then from there, next thing you know, 1,000 churches later, you know, we StreamingFree.tv has grown. Yeah, it started out, but it started as a ministry, though. I mean, it still is for us. It's still a ministry. It's a ministry. It's a passion, and it evolved into a business. We kind of had to make it a business because we're getting so much activity. We had to make it a business. It's still growing. We're always looking to grow and add things to the arsenal to help ministries and different ministries, nonprofits, just get the message out there in a professional manner. So, but that's how we got started years ago.
Okay. And now I know that's the streaming free TV, but Cody, you run a radio show, correct?
That's right. While my husband started streaming free, I was not trying to be a part of that. So my other passion is, of course, urban gospel and radio. So we've had urban gospel entertainment online for about 5 years now. We have a radio show that we bring in seasons, just like television. So we're excited because the new season of the urban gospel radio show launches next week, so we will be live on here. Oh, yes, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday. We'll be live. Wade and I, Chosen One, and Miss Cody, and we're in the Google market, and my God, we're in nations all around the world and cities, and it's just a blessing to, 5 years later to still be making an impact and doing what you love and spreading the good news of Jesus Christ at the same time. So, that's what I do.
Right.
He's handling that business stuff. I get to play around in urban gospel and sing along.
So, you get to go to life, as one I heard a pastor say. It's not work when you love what you do and you're passionate about it. That is phenomenal. And to know that you've been at it for 5 years and you guys have just been going strong, being able to maintain your household and keep things going and doing bigger and better things, and that's what we want to see the kingdom be able to do. So we're excited about that. And definitely tell the listeners how they can support your radio show. Where can they find you?
Well, they can always check us out. We are in the Google Play Market. Type in Urban Gospel and download the app. I love the mobile app because you can put it in your Android phone. And if you're like me, I plug it up in my car, and I'm listening to the station through my phone while I'm traveling all around because, you know, nobody's playing, you know, my kind of noise, as they say. So to be able to have that mobile app on the go, I give it to my teenagers. I'm at the school passing out flyers. Just, you know, downloading the app is a real cool thing because then you start jamming and people are like, what you listening to? What's that? And I'm like, oh, okay, well, that's, you know, that's the new Lecrae or that's the new Sam Pauly or that's the new Uncle Reese or Canton Jones. So the mobile app is a great way to stay connected. Of course, you can always go to our website, urbangospelent.com, urbangospelentertainment.com. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. And on March 15th, we'll be at Phillips Arena. So, yeah.
Hey. Okay.
Support
absolutely.
Us in all those ways.
Yes, absolutely. So you listeners out there, make sure you tune in, turn on, and turn up Urban Gospel Radio. Mr. Dunn, I know you're
yep.
very diverse. You're, with your platform, you're able to be very diverse. You don't just, offer a platform to ministries to be able to stream. I know you do a lot of other things. Can you tell the listeners about all of the other things that you also do as it relates to technology and business?
We just think that if on the secular side they put out things that are excellent, there's no reason why on our side we should do anything less. So we basically offer a lot of different services that levels the playing field, not just streaming. We do, professional grade websites that can stand up against any major. I'm talking about any major secular Coca-Cola, Pepsi, big companies. We'll give you do an overall overhaul of your look and brand. We can do everything from your video production, commercials to air on TV, promotional material for you. Like I said, the websites, we can do live streaming. Also, the big thing a lot of ministries are doing right now. It's not just really about streaming, but it's about owning your stream. So right now we actually develop and implement platforms where a ministry can own a platform where other ministries can come to stream from. So they become the source, the solution, the same way
StreamerFree.tv
was. Yeah, it was a solution for so many people for so long. We're saying now we're giving ministries and other entrepreneurs that have the vision to help get the message out, the ability to own their own platform. They can market to their own demographic, and they can actually sign up on this platform. Whoever they have that comes to their platform can sign up on this platform and stream, upload videos. They can embed the videos on their website, embed the stream on their website, upload pictures, blogs. It's a social community. So a lot of people are flocking to that because now it's taking it not just being able to stream from your church or from your organization, but now we're saying you can own it, and now you can take, because the church is a pillar of the community anyway, and it's always a source for what people go to. So why not take that same exact concept and say now, when you got all these other churches in your community that's trying to get online, trying to stream or trying to do stuff, why don't you be that pillar in your local community to say, hey, why don't you get on our platform, we can help you get that out there, get that message out there down the street or around the corner, because if we can do that, we're in Atlanta, but if we can get other, I'm going to use this term, like disciples, if you will, in different areas or different cities, do the same thing we did from Atlanta worldwide, then we can kind of impact, do the same exact impact, but on a smaller scale, but it still have as much impact as we did worldwide when we did it from Atlanta. So that's like I said, that's the main thing we do right now that a lot of people are really excited about. We're excited about because we're able to basically replicate what we did and our company over the past few years and really put it right in the hands of somebody else and say, next, we'll take it above and beyond.
Exactly. And I love the fact that you're able to do more with less, if you will. You know what I mean? So, like you're saying, even though you're in Atlanta, you can reach people in, China, all across the waters, all across the nation, and in different regions. Yeah. And so the reach is multiplied because of these tools and these resources. So I love that. And the fact that you can now take ownership in the sense that, you know, a person who may not have all of the resources that, you know, a larger ministry has, and they can own their stream, but then leave space to somebody that's up and coming and needing to build and share to be able to grow. So I love that that you all are doing that. You're being the pace setters and the trend setters, being able to be the ones out front to say, hey, we've done it. You can do it too. Come on board. We'll show you how. That is phenomenal. And I love the fact that consumers can get involved in this just by supporting and being able to be a voice. Tell the listeners how, especially those on the consumer side, because we always like to try to present information that's good for consumers as well as the professional. Tell the consumers what can they do to support your efforts, whether it's the .tv venture or the internet radio and all the things that you're doing. How can the consumers get more involved? Do you need volunteers? You know, what is it that they can do?
Well, I think the main thing they can do, especially in terms of urban gospel, is help us get the word out. We're doing things. This is our third year having an event with the Atlanta Hawks and Phillips Arena. And the thing that makes that work is the community, is those churches with those youth groups saying, hey, we want to be a part of what you guys, you know, have going on, and we want to help promote good urban gospel entertainment and good gospel music. So, you know, definitely connect with us at Twitter, Urban Gospel ENT, and we'll send you the flyer, the information, so you can be a part of our Hawks event on March 15th. But that's a great way to just build that relationship and start interacting with us on a more personal level, get to know Wade and I, and connect with us. I mean, we're real tangible, real touchable. So, you know, that's a great way to build those relationships. Definitely connect with us on March 15th. And Wade, what do you think in terms of streaming free TV? How could the community help you?
Well, real quick, I want to piggyback on what you said about urban gospel. I want everybody to understand, I know so many different things out there right now that people say, come, support. And just being real, you know me, I'm real. And this is not a fundraiser. So this March, this Hawks event is not like something that you're going, we want you to support because it's going to help raise money for us. We did this thing as a, again, everything we do is out of passion. And our passion was we want to make sure families from different communities have the opportunity to do this event and take their kids to these things. So these tickets are normally like $40, $50 a ticket. And we got them all the way down to 16, and they're giving us unlimited popcorn, unlimited soda, just for the, you know, just to get families involved. So the urban gospel thing, if come out and support it, I think it'll be a great experience, not just for you, but for your family. Bring your sons, your daughters, your nieces, your nephews, your moms, your dads, your uncles, your grandparents. It's a good family event. That's why we're doing it every year. But on the streaming free side, man, I think the biggest thing you can do is, again, let everybody know about it, because a lot of people don't realize our goal is to save ministries, especially money. We feel like if a ministry has a budget of $10,000 and as far as for the media, and we're able to do everything they need done on a professional level for one-third of that, that means that the remaining money can now go to impacting the community, but they're still able to do what they wanted to do. So we research a lot to try to get the prices as low as we can to get the best quality, because you don't have to pay those crazy prices they're saying you got to pay because they think you're a church, so you got money, so you should pay it.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
We understand that, you know, it's better to take that money and put it into a real something in your community, man. So the best thing I can say is, again, just like what Cody said, support, let people know about streamingfree.tv. You know, let them know that there is a solution out there where they can own their own. We have different things set up where we can actually help ministries generate money. Revenue to some of our products that'll help undergird the efforts in their community. Our thing is not about, you know, it started out as a ministry, as a passion, it's still that now. So that's everything we do is geared towards that. So if you know somebody that, you know, a ministry in your local area that you would love to have online because sometimes you're out of town and you miss the service or whatever, let them know about streamingfree.tv. We can usually have them up in a few weeks and have them online in a professional manner where the world can experience the thing that you're excited about.
That is phenomenal. I tell you, you know, when we're talking about culture and we're talking about lifestyle, you guys hit the nail right on the head, especially with this event that you're doing at Phillips Arena with families. You know, a lot of times Christian entertainment, especially on the urban side, gets a bad rap because it's been associated with, you know, subpar performances or music and film and different things. And so, you know, Wade, you said it in the beginning, you know, you do it in excellence and everything comes across as professional. The quality is there. That's what consumers look for. That's what, you know, when we're spending our money, there's a standard we have, you know, in our mind. And so if we're not meeting that as Christian entrepreneurs and business people, then how can we expect the consumer to be able to take their discretionary dollars and invest in us? So I love what you're advancing and what you stand for in that way, because we have to be able to prove to the consumer that we're worth your investment. And when you give us your money in exchange, your money for value, we will deliver that value. So I'm just excited about what you guys are doing, what you represent. And let's talk now about Sam. We're talking about culture. We're talking about lifestyle. And we say at iCulture Radio, you know, we have all the swag, all the chic, all the upscale, you know, bells and whistles like mainstream does, but we do it without compromise. I know you guys, being as busy as you are, how do you balance family life and this passion for ministry and business that you do? What is it? I know you guys have a fairly a good-sized family. Tell the listeners about how you do that.
Well, we have six children. As I like to say, six children, yes, we're about crazy. And they are active. They're in sports and singing and their school and track and basketball and all of that stuff. But the thing that I love about it is that we do keep our kids involved in the things that we have going on. So if we're at a premiere, you'll see them there. If we're at a concert, you'll see them there. And also they get to see, you know, the work ethic and the hustle and the sacrifice, you know, that we give putting things up. And one thing, even to kind of piggyback on the last question, I think what separates what we do versus some of the others is that you got to be willing to really sacrifice and put your money where your mouth is. So many times in the faith-based arena, we want to put stuff out there that has no investment in it, meaning it didn't cost you anything or it cost you little or nothing, and you're going toe-to-toe with the secular market that's putting thousands into their image and thousands into their website and thousands into their marketing, and then you get mad at the people for not supporting you. But where's your sacrifice?
Right,
you know,
right.
I'll tell a female real quick, okay, you got $200 braids or a $200 hairdo, but a $20 website, something is wrong.
Yes.
That's a priority that's jacked up, so you're not going to get the results you want. If you send me music and it's not professional, it's not mixed right, the quality is not there, you're too old to be rapping, we're not playing it. We're not playing it. If it can't stand on the secular side in terms of quality, don't bring it here. And I think that's what separates a lot of what we do, because we're so strong on the standard. A lot of times in a faith base, again, they just want to, you know, I can do this and I can do that and I can whoop-de-whoop and put it together. And it looks a hot mess. And your friends and family love you, so they won't tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But then, I mean, when you're not getting the results, you got to go back and really ask yourself an honest question. What did this cost me? Because at the end of the day, we serve Christ, and it cost him everything.
Ooh,
it cost him his life. So how dare we go out there to promote him, and it didn't cost us nothing, and all the money is on our back and not in our purpose? No, you ain't going to get no results.
Sister, you better preach that. Yes, ma'am.
I mean, that's just the truth. That's just the truth. It's just the truth. So our kids see that. They see us sacrifice a lot in terms of things we could have and things we could be doing and places we could have gone, but we put the money into our business, we put the money into the music, we put the money into equipment, we put the money into making sure we're professional and on the same level, and it can stand right next to something secular, but my message is different, not my quality.
Yes.
My message is different, and I think that's the bridge that our community and our culture has to fix, because we're so subpar. We don't want it to cost us nothing, and then we wonder why it's not fruitful. So go back and look at that if you want to see what we've done and where we are. That's the biggest difference. We pay a price for that level.
We also, I hear people saying now they put all that into that stuff, that kid, that babies. We also invest in our families. Don't get it twisted. We put all that stuff in that. But we also invest in our family with family time. We also invest every night, man. It's every night. We have prayer. We do a scripture every night, no matter where we are. What we doing. If me and Cody got a late night working, we'll stop at 9:30 to make sure we are all together for prayer and scripture. And everybody in the family takes a day. Even the baby, our baby 3-year-old son, he get every day because he just want to pray every day and do the scripture, so he get every day. But that's what we
beautiful.
Do. That's how we balance it. So we invest in the family also, but they also like she said, we balance it by kind of working the kids into it, but then also getting them the foundation. And as they develop their purpose may not be aligned with what we're doing right now. But as they develop that purpose, they got a foundation. So as they branch out, we support them also, you know, as far as doing different things. But they got a good, solid work foundation, a work ethic from just helping us do stuff, man. But it's fun though. It's a large family,
yeah.
But we have fun. We have fun.
Well, I think what I get from it, just hearing you guys talk, is that your kids are getting a unique perspective on life. First of all, you're not going to jobs that you absolutely hate and you're coming home and complaining about it, but you're loving what you're doing and you're giving them a strong foundation. The scripture says, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. You know, it doesn't mean that you have to do exactly what I do, but when you've been able to model behavior before them, then they can take those same tools that they see you apply to life and win as well. You know, and you're having fun as you do it, and God is glorified. So I'm just excited for you, for your children, for your 3-year-old who just loves to keep his faith for the Lord, and just excited for what is yet to come with your ministry and your business. So we're just thankful and delighted to have you with us today, and we look forward to having you back and then being able to do whatever we can to support the growth of your business. Mr. Dunn, I know we didn't talk about it, but and it seems self-explanatory, but tell the listeners how they can connect with you, how the artists can utilize your platform. We know as far as music goes and that Mrs. Dunn is available to receive music and submissions on Twitter and Facebook and through the website. But how can they get more information how can they utilize your tools to be able to grow their ministry?
Okay, real simple. We keep the name of the company in the marketing, so it's actually streamingfree.tv. It's not a .com, it's a .tv. So if you go to streamingfree.tv, it's our website, uh-huh. All the services. You'll be able to see all the different things there. There's a button on there. You can push a button and call us directly, call our offices directly from the website. Phone numbers there, emails there. But and you'll be able to see all the different things. And if it overwhelms you, feel free to give us a call. We can tell you exactly. You tell us the vision. That's one thing we do, I think, well, is that I just like to talk to people. And we hear them talk, we usually can find out what they're trying to do. And we find out what they're trying to do, we kind of put together what will work for them. And usually a lot of times people can say it better than they can see it. So if they tell us, we probably can find out exactly what they want to do and help them get the right product that's going to do what they want to do. So that's cool, man.
Wonderful. Well, thank you all so much for sharing your time with us, and we look forward to having you on the show and letting our listeners ask your questions. So until next time, thank you so much for joining us here on iCulture Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.